Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are doing our weekly 10 minutes, which never seems to be 10 minutes because we are chatty Cathys.
We're going to try to stick to our plan, though.
We're going
to
try.
I should set like a timer.
I know. It's our weekly 10-minute recap / reconnect / chat about our thoughts about our major podcasts of the week. As you know, we've been interviewing a lot of really awesome fitness professionals and nutritionists and health professionals. And kind of this is our time to talk about what our thoughts on the interview. But the thing is, what's interesting is this week, we are recapping our interview with ourselves.
Whoa, what a twist.
Look at that. Who would have thunk it? So basically this week on the podcast, we got really into body positivity. And we talked about our top four ways to stay body positive during swimsuit season. Because we all know that swimsuit season can cause a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And the magazines are blowing up with how you should look on swimsuit season or what you should be wearing, blah, blah, blah.
All the BS. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of wanted to address that topic because no matter what, yes, we want to get to a goal of body positivity, but most people don't feel that way. So how do we get there? That's what we were talking about in the podcast this week with some awesome tips.
Yeah.
But I want to kind of talk right now in our little recap / reconnect afterthoughts on the podcast. afterthoughts on the podcast is that, like, you and I both know body positivity is not just about swimsuit season. It is a 24/7 game.
Yeah.
You got to start playing it every single day. And even if you don't feel it yet, you've got to start faking it till you make it, in a sense. And I think personally, and I know you think this too, is that, you know, the way we treat ourselves emotionally is just as important, if not more important, than getting our workouts in, eating, you know, to nourish our bodies, sleeping. So I kind of wanted to talk about like the everyday life. Like, how do you work towards your body positivity every day? Not just swimsuit season, like
every 7 days a week. Okay. The first thing that I do is I try to dress in a way that makes me feel comfortable. So that's like my number one, is that no matter what I'm wearing, I try to wear stuff that like flatters my body and that I know works for me, right? Like I know like there's certain things that just like do not work. Like any kind of like anything that's long or like I'm short. So like anything that's like that 3/4 length cut off around my calf makes my legs look weird, that kind of stuff. I try to avoid, like I know now what works for me and what doesn't. So I try to like dress in a way that makes me feel confident.
For sure.
The other thing is that I don't weigh myself at all. I ditched the scale. I said like, see ya later. And that was like, oh my gosh, like probably over 10 years ago. Like I haven't weighed myself in so long. I have zero clue how much I weigh. And even it's funny because even like throughout my entire pregnancy and, you know, even before, like when I first went for my first sort of weigh-in with the doctor for my pregnancy, they were like, okay, well, how much did you weigh before? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I haven't weighed myself like,
what
in like
do you mean
10
you don't
years.
Know? You're
I'm
a like, woman. You should know how much you weigh.
Exactly. No, it was such a weird, like, they were like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I haven't weighed myself in like 10 years. I have zero clue. I know that my clothes fit. I know I feel comfortable. That's all I know. And they're like, okay, we'll use this as your benchmark then. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm like, but don't tell me what it is. They're like, what? Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to know. I'm like, because numbers, I get obsessed with numbers. Right. And so, but it's never about the numbers. It's always like, it just becomes like a deep obsession of like, oh, I've got to be smaller. I've got to shrink. Like, and it's weird. Like, and so I don't want any of that to be in my personal psyche. So I just took it out of it. So like whenever I even would go in for my weigh-ins, I would actually stand with my back to the scale and they would just write the number down and never tell me. And I said, just tell me if I ever get out of control. Like if I'm ever like getting to the point where it's like, okay, you need to like slow down on the Häagen-Dazs. Like tell me, even though I didn't have cravings for anything.
Well, yeah, you craved watermelon.
Watermelon and grapes. Yeah. It was like all like juicy fruit. I loved it. But yeah, like it was, that's kind of like my other thing is like, I don't weigh myself because I think that we give it so much power. Like we give this whole number on a scale so much power and it can fluctuate so much. Like would my pregnancy been any different health-wise if I knew that I gained 80 pounds versus if I gained 40 pounds versus not knowing, you know what I mean? Like I have no idea how much weight I gained, but I know that I had a really healthy pregnancy. I have a really healthy baby and I'm healthy. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So it's like, why am I going to give it any kind of power or any control? So I think that's a really important thing for me.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point. Cause I do, it's like in our FitChicks Academy, when we're teaching our fitness section and we talk a lot about the emotional side of fitness and, you know, the things that obviously your clients are going to be dealing with, but also yourself.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things is obviously scale obsession. Mm-hmm. And we put a lot of power on the scale. We give it a lot of, you know, basically dictates this number on this piece of machinery can dictate how we feel or how we don't, even though it takes into no consideration our body fat mass versus our fat free mass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we have our period? Are we retaining water? Have we eaten a lot of carbohydrates? Carbohydrates hold 4 grams of water per gram of glycogen. So if you are eating a ton of carbohydrates the night before, you might be weighing 6 pounds heavier that day on the scale. You know what I mean? Like, so there's so many things that play into it that obviously the everyday person, we don't know that because we're being inundated by magazine covers and being told. However, I do think if you don't have an emotional attachment to it and you can use it as a measurable, even though it might not be the most exact measurable, like I know, for example, my sister, she is okay. She weighs herself every day based for her plan right now, based on what her goals are, but she doesn't have an emotional attachment to the number. She doesn't care if she's 180 or if she's 130. For her, it's that she's heading in the right direction. And she basically plots over the week because she knows about those fluctuations. She's also in fitness and nutrition. So she understands that side of it. So she's left with the emotional side and she can just see, basically it's like science, looking at the entire month, like almost like a scientific number.
Right.
But for most of us, it's not like that, you know? And I think that if you're somebody who lives and dies by the scale, the first thing you need to do is get that out of there because it's not serving you. And the other thing I think that you should do to help with body positivity, and this is something that I actually had to do after I did a fitness competition. So my kind of story for people who don't know is that I obviously growing up, I struggled with weight a lot. I smoked, I drank, I hit my highest weight, almost 200 pounds. Then I got into fitness and I slowly started to lose weight. Then I did a fitness competition where I got super, super lean. Mm-hmm. My whole entire life and obsession was around exercise and diet. And, but during that time I bought clothes. And I kept them. So of course, coming out of, you know, you're doing this 12-week lean out, that's not real everyday life. You know what I mean? You're not going to look like that every single day. So as I started to add back in my normal foods and started to, you know, have a couple of nights of drinking here and drink some wine and,
you know, not work out like 2 times a day and like,
and not measuring things. Everything I ate and having, you know, going back to normalcy, obviously my body changed. It was still great. Like I still love my body, but it was, and like,
it wasn't competition. It wasn't like stage ready.
Well, and let's just preface that too with, I also struggle majorly with body image. So I always make a point of saying out loud, I love my body. Cause you have to keep saying it to, you know what I mean? To keep living it.
Yeah.
But anyways, but so I kept these clothes and what I started doing though, was I was trying them on after I had started gaining back weight. And then I became obsessed with this idea, well, I'll fit into those again. And I know so many people listening and so many people watching this do that too, right? You have a pair of pants.
Oh my gosh, like the pants from like high school.
Exactly. You're like, I kept these size 22 jeans from 1972. And like, you know what I mean? And you keep putting them on and it's like, you're literally just punishing yourself over and over again, even though it shouldn't be a punishment, but that's what you end up doing because you think, I'm not good enough. I suck. I can't fit into these pants. You know what I mean? Like, so what my advice to you is if you have them, throw them out. And if you're going to use your clothes as a measurable to your body changing, pick clothes that fit you right now. So you know what I mean? Like if it's something that you're like, I'm trying to lose weight or I'm trying to tone this area, or I'm working on building a bigger butt, pick a pair of clothes you wear right now, not a pair of clothes that you wore 10 years ago that you're still longing over. It will liberate you.
And that's a really good point. Cause then all of a sudden, if those start changing on you, then you know, you're having a shift. You don't have to worry about like doing the comparison. That's a really good point, Laura, because I know even for me, just with recently having a baby, I have all of my summer clothes from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And so recently I tried on my shorts and I couldn't, like, I could like barely even get them like over my butt. And I was like, whoa. And like, you know, my body type, and my body type is more of like an apple body type where I have like a smaller, I have smaller legs, smaller hips, smaller butt. And I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that I gained weight in my butt and in my legs.
Love
during
that
my pregnancy. But I had no idea. Like in my brain during my pregnancy, it was all front. I didn't think I gained any weight down there. And then all of a sudden I'm like, why are my shorts not, like, I can't pull them up over my butt. I'm like, so, but rather than being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get into these and this and that, I was like, okay, so my body changed during pregnancy, like, because I've gained weight in a place that I've never gained weight before. So clearly my body is shifting. And so I was like, cool. That's cool. I like having a bigger butt. I've always wanted one. Before, I used to just have the back with a crack look, and I didn't love it.
I can hashtag white girl that. Problems.
Oh my God. It was so awful. It was so flat. So I was like, cool. I'm fine with it. And even if it wasn't in my butt and if it was in somewhere else, it's like, I have to know that, like, I just created a human in my body. And so it's like, I have to give myself the opportunity to, rather than think, I'm going to look exactly how I did before my pregnancy, which some people do, and that's phenomenal, and some people don't, and that's also phenomenal. I had to give myself that opportunity to recognize that that's not, like, my end goal doesn't have to be exactly what I looked like last summer. It's just going to be a different version of who I am. And that's
completely it. And that, I think it's so important that you say that, like, for people who have had a baby and people who, I've never had a baby, and there's a lot of people out there who had babies a long time ago, but they're still longing for a body type that was during a different time in their life. Like, like I even know with some of our clients, like, they'll be struggling with the fact that, like, they say that they want a bigger butt, let's say. So we're focusing on a lot of glute work and we're doing a lot of squats and we're doing a lot of, you know, glute bridges and really targeted focused work. And next thing you know, their pants are tight around their butt. And then they're like, I don't like that my pants are tight. But it's like, you can't, you have to kind of you know what I mean? Like, get over the idea of the way certain clothes fits, like, get rid of them. If you're changing goals, if your body's changed, if it's been a period of time, just start from where you are now. The past has happened. You can't go back and change it. So ditch all that stuff. Like, I don't know how many people have stuff in their closet. Every woman I actually know has stuff in their closet that is, like, their thing.
Yeah.
Give it to Goodwill. That's what I'm challenging everyone right now to. Give it to Value Village. Give it to Goodwill. Get in your closet right now and get rid of that piece of clothing, because it's not doing anything but making you feel bad about yourself. I promise.
Yeah. No, I love that.
That's my tough love talk.
I think, no, and I think that that's such a great topic. Not a great topic, but a great point, because I do think that it's the one, instead of, like, if it's not the scale, it's the piece of clothing. You know what I mean? Like, or it's like, you look at photographs from, like, when you were a teenager, and I'm like,
oh
my gosh. Like, I look at pictures of, like, myself when I used to think, oh my gosh, I'm so overweight, like, back when we were, like, 20. And I look at them now and I'm like, whoa, I was, like, so lean. And I'm like, man.
but that's all why it's, I, like, do, the goggles
but,
are on.
But it's like, all I'm doing is, like, you know, creating this kind of, like, comparison again. And I'm like, but who I was at 20 versus who I am today are two very different people and very different lives and everything else and very different hormones and bodies. So it's like, whatever. Like, I should just be like, oh, cool. I actually, like, I was really lean back then. I really appreciate the fact that, like, I can see it now, and I move on. And I'm like, in probably 5 years from now, I'm going to look at pictures of myself from today and be like, whoa, look at, like, I was actually, like, leaner than I imagined in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's like,
but as women, it's like,
give up the idea of what you have to be from the past, live today of who you are. Like,
totally. And as women, I feel like too, that we are such glutton for punishment, and it's because we've been conditioned to think that way. It's because, and I think, and I know you and I, we talk a lot about this offline, our struggle with how we want to represent ourselves and our brand, because we try to be very careful about not being like, you should do this, or feed into people's insecurities. But then we also want to educate and provide people tools to be healthy. So there are some things that we're going to say, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, and it becomes this battle. But one of the biggest things is even us talking about weight loss. So for example, one of our classes, our programs is called Natural Weight Loss Coach. We're changing the name to Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert, but the name weight loss is still in it. And we went back and forth forever about this name, because we're like, do we want to focus on weight loss? But the course, though, is actually about getting the body in balance, hormonally, digestive health, inflammation, nutrition, exercise. So it's about getting the body in balance, and weight loss is a byproduct of that. So yeah. We were like, you know, we have to, but then we're like the emotional side. We didn't want to play into this machine of bullshit that we get fed all the time.
Right. But that's like, where how to lose 10 pounds today.
Exactly. And that's never what Fit Chicks has stood for or Fit Chicks Academies, but it's always been our struggle, you know? And I think though, just staying on that note about the bullshit we get fed and getting rid of stuff. I also think the other thing to help with body positivity on a 24/7 is clean house on your Instagram, on your Facebook. Don't follow people who are making you feel bad about yourself. Mm-hmm. So many times we like to hide. I'm inspired by this person. By like literally you're like watching them thinking, I wish I could be her because I'm not good enough the way I am. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or like she inspires me. Like if you find someone who truly inspires you to go to the gym and be healthier, exercise, love your body more, then follow them. But if it's somebody who literally went every time you open their Instagram, do a gut check. How do I feel? Am I right away like my thighs are fat? Delete.
Yeah.
Delete. You don't need them.
No, it's so true. No, it's so true. And I think, yeah, like, I mean, recognize inspiration. Like I look at some people, the inspiration is more about like what they can physically do with their body. And I am envious because I'm like, man, I can't wait to be able to do that. But that's my thought process is not, oh, I wish I had arms like that. It's more like, I can't wait to be able to have that kind of like control or that kind of strength or that kind of ability, you know? So it is more of an inspirational thought process for sure.
Well, and I always think too, like with social media, and with the way our world is now, there's so many pros and so many cons. Like there's so many pros because you have access to so many different diverse body types and you get to see so many different types of women that whereas before we were fed one type of woman. Yeah. Like she looked a certain way. And if you look actually at the decades, like the 50s was, you know, more of like a, was the 50s more like a pixie cut or was that the 60s?
That was like the 60s.
I watched this documentary and it went through what a woman looked like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Yeah. And the 90s was like the glamazon, Victoria's Secret model, super tall, big boobs, big butt. But then the 80s was the heroin chic, like the Kate Moss, super skinny. And those were the only women that we were seeing. So now it's great with social media because we have access to women, all different body shapes, all different types, and you find what you kind of relate to.
You have a choice, yeah.
But the problem is too with that is there's just even more of an overload of images that we've become so disconnected about how we feel about ourselves because we're being told how we feel about ourselves, even though we think we're not. You know what I mean? Like the deep psychological twisting that people are doing on us. But that's where, I mean, even in the podcast that we are now recapping / starting a new podcast about body positivity because we're very passionate about it. When we talked about the top 4 ways to stay body positive during swimsuit season, there's some really great tips in there to help you get your body ready and your mind ready to go walk around in your gitch, basically, because that's what a bathing suit is. It's so small for some of people. And just really own it because you have one life and you don't want to be holding yourself back because you're setting boundaries on yourself just because of the way you look, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my personal last tip. And I want one more from you too. And then we're going to wrap this up, of how to stay body positive 24/7. And this is kind of a weird thing to do, but try it for a week. I was reading this article about, how we're never naked anymore. Like we literally are like in clothes all the time. And the only time we see ourselves naked is like a glimpse of yourself in the mirror before you get in the shower. And most people are like shuddering at that. But it's talking about just try to be naked in your house for at least 10 minutes a day and try it for a
week.
Just like get out of bed, keep your clothes off. Okay. If you have kids or, you know, your neighbors and your nannies there or your babysitter or whatever, maybe not do this because you don't want to get charged with like sexual harassment. But when you're home alone, just try to be naked for 10 minutes and just do your stuff, like make your breakfast, you know, walk around, brush your teeth, just 10 minutes. And start to get comfortable with your body without it being covered up. And it's very interesting.
That is interesting. I can't even imagine. Like, to be honest, it's funny. Like I can't even imagine being naked for that long. Like even my husband always says to me, like he's like, if I'm like wearing shorts, he's like, oh my gosh. He's like, I can see skin. Like, cause I'm so like always covered up, but it's just, my uniform is just jeans and a black t-shirt. Like that's kind of how I roll.
We're rocking yellow today for our Fit Chicks yellow.
I know. I know.
Okay, one more from you then. One more of how to stay body positive 24/7. We have it on the podcast for specifically how to stay body positive in swimsuit season, so make sure to listen. But one more about the how to stay body positive on the reg.
On the regular? So I said about like clothes. Yeah. I mean, I think ditching the scale. And then I think the third thing would be just like talk kind to yourself. Like, that sounds so bad.
No,
like,
be
kind to yourself is what I was trying to say. Talk kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Say kind words. Like when you look in the mirror and you are standing around naked before you get in the shower and you're looking in the mirror, instead of being like, look at this, and like really, you know, criticizing yourself, use that opportunity to really be like, okay, like I'm looking good, or like, you know, notice your progress. And same thing, if you are on track for like a certain goal, especially if it's like a fitness goal or a health related goal, use pictures to give yourself that tool. And that's kind of a little bit off topic, but at the same time it stays on topic because it's all about giving yourself that like boost, right? Because oftentimes we look at ourselves in the mirror over and over and over again every day, and we are only looking at the critical things, and we don't really notice if we're having progress, or we don't notice all the good things. And like what I was talking about earlier, when I like look at back at pictures of me from 5 years ago and I'm like, whoa, I was so lean. You don't notice those things. So if you are someone who is on a path towards like a certain goal, start taking some pictures of yourself, either naked or in your like undergarments kind of thing. And
in your dish.
Use that opportunity to take pictures so that you can have some progress pics. Because when you start looking back, you're going to start noticing all of the positive changes, because you're actually going to see the shift. Because when you look at yourself every day, you don't notice it. It's like, you know, when you see someone, you haven't seen them for like 10 years and then they're like, wow, you look phenomenal. Or like even 2 months. Like I have a lady I see every month, once a month. And whenever I see her, she's like, whoa, like your body's changed so much from like from my pregnancy till now. And I'm like, really? Like, I feel like it looks exactly the same. She's like, heck no. She's like, look at your legs, look at this. And I'm like, oh, cool. I wouldn't notice those things because I look every day. So give yourself the opportunity to see the differences by taking pictures, and then also just be kind. Like, just stop being so damn mean to yourself.
Well, and I just want to add one more little thing to that too. Mm-hmm. I think getting into the practice of compliments and complimenting yourself, but also taking compliments from others and giving compliments to others. You know, watch yourself, how you react when someone says, whoa, you look really good today. If you're like, really? Yeah. You know, say thank you. Or like, you know, when you're just, anytime you see some, like, especially women, because we're a female based company, we focus talking about women. So I'm going to keep it on the girl trip, but you know, tell someone like, you look amazing today. I love your hair. God, you look so good in that sweater, whatever it is. Get into that practice of giving compliments, because that will boost her self-esteem, which then in turn will, she'll start treating herself better. Then she'll start giving other people compliments, and then it goes on and on and on. And, and if for a moment you think that not everyone's struggling with this, whoever's listening, you're wrong, because everyone, every woman that I know without a lot of self-work has at some point struggled with body image. And it's something that I think is amazing that we've got it on the forefront, but we all have to be in it together, supporting each other. We can't just be like, you know what I mean, on our own little island being like, I'm working on my body positivity, naked in my house by myself, never going out again.
Walking around naked, you go, girl.
You go, girl. Work that. Like, so let's just keep the positivity going.
Okay. For sure.
We're going to wrap this up. So again, if you missed this week's podcast, top four ways to stay body positive during swimsuit season, the link to the podcast is below here. We also have our upcoming Fit Chicks Academy programs going on. So make sure to visit fitchicksacademy.com if you're looking to get certified or you want to learn more in fitness, nutrition, wellness, and business from yours truly. And then, of course, we want to hear from you. So please share this, like it, leave comments, let us know how you guys stay body positive. Because again, sharing is caring. And the more tools that we give each other, the better we're all going to be. So with that, we will talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.